7강 유형 다지기 1. 1번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello everyone. This is Principal Lopez. I know a lot of you often have group projects to work on with your classmates, and it's not easy to find time to meet all together. That's why I'm happy to tell you about Web for You and I, an innovative, interactive online program that allows you to virtually collaborate with others. With this, you can speak face-to-face with others online. It also allows you to access each other's desktops, files, and programs if you give one another permission. All current students, teachers, and staff have their accounts on it. I highly encourage you to try this online program. I think you'll find it very useful. Thank you for listening.
2번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm Emily Johnson from Mason Medical School. Today, I'd like to talk about exercise addiction. It sounds strange, but it's possible to become addicted to exercise. There are some mental and physical signs to know if you're addicted to exercise. For example, if you get seriously anxious when you miss a day of exercise, that means exercise mentally dominates your life, which is a sign of addiction. Also, if you repeatedly get the same injuries, you may be overusing the same body parts. It's another sign of exercise addiction. Recognizing addictive tendencies is critical to solving addiction. Remember that too much of a good thing is not always good. Thank you.
3번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, James. What are you reading?
It's an article about working moms and childcare.
Really? Some people say it's not good for children if their moms work.
That's nonsense. According to a research study in this article, children of working moms have fewer behavior problems and do better in school.
Really? What else did it say?
It said working moms are also good role models for their children. For example, they can teach their children how to balance a job and housework.
Good point. And I think working moms can help their children become independent.
Definitely. While they're at work, their children can build good habits like cleaning their room.
Yeah. Then they become less dependent on their moms.
I completely agree with you.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, what's that you're planting in the pot? Is it aloe?
Yeah, my coworker recommended I grow it.
Why, it's just a green stem. There are no pretty flowers on it.
I know, but there's more than meets the eye. Aloe has many amazing uses.
What are they?
For one, it can be used as a treatment for skin burns, such as sunburns. You can cut open the plant and apply it to your skin.
I didn't know that. What else?
It also reduces dental plaque buildup. As you know, plaque causes tooth decay and harms gums.
So maybe I should rinse my mouth with aloe juice.
Good idea. Oh, and there is another benefit you're going to like. Applying aloe gel to your skin is known to improve your skin and prevent wrinkles.
Wow, it's like a magic plant.
It is.
(5번) 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Amy, did you get the message asking us to empty our desks by tomorrow?
No, why is that?
We're getting new desks this Saturday. There's some money left over from last year's budget, so the company decided to get us new desks.
But our desks aren't that old.
I know, but they're pretty small. The email has a picture of the new desks. They're big and nice.
That's good. Actually, it's pretty hard to keep my stuff organized on my desk because there isn't much space on it.
Exactly. I just end up piling up my papers, and this makes it hard to find something when I need it for my work.
It's the same for me.
With the new desks, it'll be much easier for us to stay organized, which will help us work more efficiently.
That's awesome. I guess I should start cleaning off my desk today.
Me too.
6번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jason, what are you doing?
I'm looking at the school history department website.
Why? Is there something interesting on it?
Yeah, there's a posting about a historical places tour. You've got to check it out. It's a 2-week-long tour that visits various historical places in 5 European countries.
That sounds really cool, but it must be very expensive.
No, it's not. The school covers airfare and accommodation fees. You just need your own personal expenses.
Wow, that's great. Are there any qualifications to apply for it?
It says you must be a history major.
What? I don't understand why only history students can apply. It's unfair.
Well, I think the school wants applicants to have a lot of historical background knowledge.
But I think every student, regardless of their majors, should be given a fair chance.
That makes sense.
7번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon. How may I help you?
Hi. I'd like this cleaned and polished.
All right. Would you like a complete overhaul?
What's that?
It means I'll disassemble it, clean, and check all the parts, and then reassemble it. Is your watch working fine?
Actually, it keeps gaining time.
Then I suggest a complete overhaul. Some parts inside your watch might be worn or damaged.
How much does it cost?
It's $250, not including additional repairs of any broken parts.
$250? That's a lot of money. I think I'll just get it cleaned and polished, including the watch band.
Okay, that'll cost you $30, and it'll take a couple of hours.
Sounds good. I'll come back and pick it up later.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, Ms. Lewis. Hey, wait. There's something different about you.
Hi, Andy. I got a tan and changed my hairdo.
Ah, that's why you look different. So, what can I do for you?
Well, I just got back from my vacation to the Bahamas where I lost my glasses.
That's too bad. You just got a new pair here not too long ago, right?
Yeah, just a couple of months ago.
So would you like to try a different style this time?
No, I love the ones I got. I'd like to just get the same pair again.
All right. I'll check your records and get them ready.
Okay, thanks. I'll be back in a little while. I need to see a skin doctor about a bad sunburn on my back.
Okay, take your time.
Mr.
Anderson, this is the room you'll stay in tonight.
Oh, thank you. I've stayed at many bed and breakfasts, but this is definitely one of the best.
Thank you. There is a phone on the bedside table. Please press zero for help.
I see. I'm glad there are lamps on the bed's headboard, because I like to read before falling asleep.
Good. And I just put this flower-patterned blanket and these pillowcases on before you came.
Thanks. They look very comfortable.
You can enjoy the great views of the snow-covered mountains through the window when you open the curtains tomorrow morning.
That's wonderful. And thank you for the beautiful flowers in the vase on the desk.
You're welcome. Please make yourself at home, and I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Thank you. Good night.
10번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Sam, congratulations on winning the school photo contest.
Thanks, Jenny. Here's my winning photo. I tried to capture the past and the present together in one picture.
Oh, the boy near the wall is flying a drone.
Yes. He strongly contrasts with the children flying the kites on the other side of the wall.
Definitely. The man in the center goes well with your theme, too. He's wearing a traditional Korean outfit and talking on a cell phone.
What do you think about the satellite dish on the roof of the traditional house?
It's a great representation of the past and the present. People cannot go without TV these days.
Right.
What is this jar with the lid for on the bottom right side of the picture?
It's for storing traditional sauces.
11번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Bella, are you ready for the cooking competition tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I think our recipe is new and unique enough to win.
Me too. The problem is the short time limit we'll have to cook within. Why don't we check the time when we practice tonight?
Sorry, I'm too tired to practice tonight. But don't worry, we've practiced a lot and we'll be able to finish cooking in time.
I see. Then I'll see you at school around 9 tomorrow morning.
All right, I'll see you then.
Oh, and I was thinking, it'd be cool if we could wear the same apron tomorrow, like a uniform.
Good idea. My mom has two of the same apron. I'll bring them tomorrow.
That's great. And I'll bring all the ingredients.
All right.
12번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Matt, did you get my text?
I haven't checked my phone yet. I was in class.
No problem. You know my drama club is performing tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I do. How's the practice going?
Good. We'll have a dress rehearsal tonight, and we're setting up the stage now.
Great. Was that why you texted me? To ask for help with setting up the stage?
No. We have people setting up the stage. Are you coming to the performance?
Of course.
Then, since you're a member of the photography club, can you take pictures of the performance?
Isn't John supposed to do that?
Yeah, but he's really sick and can't do it.
That's too bad. Okay, I'll do it.
Thanks, and you're invited to the party after the performance.